What's up, all ears? Look at this in the house. What's up, all ears?
OTM Radio. Entrepreneurs on the move. Reshaping life for a better tomorrow.
What's up, all ears? Mocha D is once again in the house, your inspirational smooth latte. I'm coming to you live on EOTM Radio. Please believe. All right, had a moment break there. Okay, let's get right down to it, everybody. This is me. I'm here, and I'm putting it down only the way I know how to put it down, straight, close, and personal. Welcome back. Man, you know what? I'm sitting here and I'm just feeling that song right now, man. I hope you guys felt that too, because tonight we're going to sit back and talk about some things. I don't know if you guys is feeling it right now, but It's a lot of stuff happening right now that we need to be covering, but I'm not going to go off track because one thing Boss Lady told me, look, stay on track because those who know me, you know I can keep moving and moving and moving. But before I get started, I want to let you guys know that we here at EOTM Radio, we're always striving to encourage and empower and enlighten people. But you got to understand that some things I'll be saying tonight, something I might discuss tonight, I don't care if it's proven beyond a shadow of a doubt, if it's true in my eyes, don't necessarily mean that EOTM agree with it. You know what I'm saying? So we're going to move right along, and I'm going to go take it straight to where it all hits the fan. Now, depending on how you perceive what I'm saying, it'll determine whether or not you like the breeze, okay? Believe that. I'm so charged up right now. So I want you to just picture Mocha D in a full 3D exponent mode, because that's how I'm going to be coming tonight. And with that being said, I'm going to give an honor to God and thank him for opening the airways for positivity to flow through me. And I got to, of course, thank Carla B for being my backbone on EOTM. And thank you guys for chiming in. My purpose for this show tonight is to make you think about some things. Perhaps somebody standing in quicksand and needs some inspiration to get up and out, or be it you on your back from a lack of crack, or you the dealer. It don't even matter. I just want to be that ear and that voice for you right now, because everybody needs somebody, that one person. I've always been known as that backbone, so here I am. It's always an answer from God waiting for you to heed and breed, meaning push it on forward when you get that message. This world is only suicide bad when you don't put God first. So according to Matthew 13:23, it states, don't let the cares of this world take over your dedication to God. So once we put things in God's proper perspective, not ours, like Charlie Sheen says, y'all know he be tripping now. He said, that's winning. The law of the seed is when you put a seed of corn in the ground, corn comes up. When you put a seed of man in a woman, a baby is born. Put a seed of forgiveness, relationships are born. A seed of faith, blessings are born. A seed of love, love is born. And the trip part is the opposite is also factual. You got to understand that. Wow, so marinate on that for a minute. And I'm going to take a quick commercial break. I'm going to do a few check one, check twos and threes and all that. And I'll give you a minute to grab a bite or a Sprite or maybe even pull up one of our many sites, which is www.eotmradio.com. And check out some of the things we have in store for you because we're doing a lot of things. So hold tight, everybody. We're going to take a quick commercial break.
BET, home of some of the greatest shows, such as Monique, Let's Stay Together, The Game, Steve Harvey, Everybody Hates Chris, Master Mix, and many more. BET is also famously known for their featured blog sites, such as Spotlight, What the Flick, Stay Tuned, Head Over Heels, Sound Off, and a wide variety of others. So the next time you're flipping through your channels, tell a friend to tell a friend about BET and BET's video library. Also, don't forget to catch the countdown on 106 in Park with Roxy and Terrence. Do you want your chance? You feel as if you got what it takes? Or just want to read and catch up on BET news? Tune in to www.bet.com or send your thoughts and opinions through mail to BET Network, 1235 W Street, Northeast, Washington, D.C., 20018-1211, or phone BET Network at 202-608-2000. This commercial was brought to you by EOTM Radio and Classic City Records.
All right, people. Welcome back, all ears. It's that time to get right down to the topic, because before you know it, the fat lady gonna sing. I hope I didn't offend none of your big girls and just figure speech. I didn't start that phrase. As a matter of fact, I'm kind of sorry I said it. Anyway, the show tonight is geared toward the connection of inward and outward laws, meaning the worldly way of thinking, especially the government. Yeesh. With all that justifying crap they're doing, knowing is questionable, Holler at Mocha D, grab my group if you're out there, because me and her be on one, you know, with that government talk. But I want to talk to you folks about issues and versus what God says and a little bit of what Mocha D said. You know, the first thing I want to cover is on how some people try to convince their mate or partner or whatever they go by these days, the commitment is not necessary as long as they're in agreement. And I got a problem with that. Commitment is not necessary as long as they're in agreement. Man, folks will say whatever to get what they want. This ticks me off. And the bottom line really is a commitment has clauses. It got clauses in it anyway, like a scapegoat. You know what I'm saying? Like going to Disneyland or something, and there's a little back door that you can go out of. It's clauses in commitment, okay? Now, what folks should be in agreement on is making a covenant with each other. Now, that's what's up. A covenant with your girl or with your dude. I bet you folks will think about some things on that one. Ladies, the next time you want to discuss a commitment, rephrase that and ask him to go into a covenant with you. Let's see how his true colors of love come at that point. Folks keep justifying stuff by saying they aren't ready. Aren't ready? If you don't knock it off, then some of those weak women be like, oh, baby, I missed. I'm a pray God, hurry up and change his heart and hurry up and change his mind and hurry up and blah, blah, blah. If you don't knock it off while you're waiting for God to come, maybe God is waiting for you to come while you're tripping. Folks are always asking God to move their way. Maybe just God is just saying move his way, huh? Point blank. We don't really, and I mean, we don't really love ourselves, do we? We rush, 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 only to get there and sit down and scratch our freaking heads. Throughout this salty, bitter, sweet kettle corn life, we got to learn to truly put God first and take each necessary step to complete the task we're on from point A to point B, step by step. Stop skipping steps. Stop skipping steps and thinking we already know what's on the next step. Because if you know what's on the next step in life, you go to that step, you go up and down 50 times. I know, already know. If you already know, then why you ain't applying it to what you claim you already know? Why somebody got to keep telling you something about what you already know? I don't understand that. You don't know a goddamn thing. Perhaps God is allowing you another chance to get it right. And perhaps, just perhaps, stop spinning that wheel and lying to ourselves, pretending we mastered something we keep doing over and over and over again. Are you just settling? You just settling for nothing or for less or for that point that you're in life because you're afraid of advancing? Now, let me explain something to you guys. When I speak or minister to you or however you want to call it, I'm speaking to myself, because as I go along, I'm trying to stay on track with this because it's a time show, but I want you to understand. Don't call me, start talking about who I think I am. It's Mocha D on the line in your ear, and I don't get it twisted when I say smooth latte. That's just something I like to drink, because I might come a little bit raw, but this show, I want them to air it all the time, any time of the day, so I gotta be sweet with it. But sometimes I get a little frustrated. Let me go back to the point. If you're settling due to the fact that you're afraid of moving forward, you still got to go back and retract and retrace and go down some of the areas that you skipped up real quick in thinking you'd have mastered something. You evidently left something if you haven't do it over and over again. Maybe you left an apology on that step, or maybe you need to ask somebody for forgiveness on that step, or maybe you left a blessing on the step, and maybe you don't go get your blessing. There's a lesson and a message on every step. And you might just be stepping on the head of the devil when you try to skip steps. You probably missed stumbling out a serious enemy. You don't know where he at. 9 times out of 10, you're going to slip back down a step or two anyway when you go up too fast. I'm going to let you marinate on your true love for yourself and your father, because that's something only you and God knows. As folks always say, you know my heart, you know my heart. I say, yeah, and you know your lying mouth too. I'm going to take a break. Now, the lines of pack people, I know they want to go off on me right now. I must have popped somebody's lock. Hey, I'm not a thief, but I will try to rob your mind righteously in Jesus' name. Folks, just understand, I only love you. Hold tight, people.
y'all ready for this?
About, I want to let you guys that's looking for some type of spiritual enhancement. They got the annual Woman of Vision Conference. It'll be returning. This is something that happens every year, starting April the 28th through May the 1st. This is their fifth annual conference, and it's something you don't want to miss. My cousin, a little shout out to David Simpson. He's a founder and the owner of Direct Image Television, and he's been televising these conferences from the first and will be behind all the televising of this conference, and therefore I will be on TV. I'm lying. No, but I will be in the building, so hopefully you'll check that out. It's going to be, again, April the 28th through May the 1st. You can go on site, pull it up. It's the annual Woman of Vision Conference, and see what's happening. It's in Anaheim, California. Now, move right along, sorry about that. I was talking about loving yourself, and I just want to dab into that, like putting, not alcohol, because that might burn too much, and we're too early in the show. Got to start hanging up and stuff like that, but maybe a little peroxide on it, so all the little undercover germs and dirt can just bubble up, you know. And then can I keep it 1,000, real talk? I can relate to, you know, loving yourself and stuff like that. I can relate to it so much because I realize I can love myself a little more, you know. I'm not claiming to be big and on top of nothing and all that crazy stuff because I'm struggling, you know what I'm saying? As a matter of fact, please help me help you help us. You know, I'm going to do like a two-way show here. Believe that. I'm ready to hear you. You know, you guys are typing in some stuff. You know, Carla B is never far behind, so basically she'll be letting me know if something's deep that I need to cover, but she's handling the phones and stuff like that because she's the freaking rocket scientist up in this. She's the curl clink up in this bad fella. So she's in the back doing some stuff, not in the back of this house or in the back of this place. She's the backbone, you know what I mean? A lot of this stuff is all modern technology. So anyway, move right along. I just really right now in my life changing the way I do some things, you know. I thought I was doing right for a minute, and Mr. Rico Suave came along in my life at one point. Real long time. long time ago. Anyway, came along and slapped me back in the mirror, you know what I mean? And the bottom line is, I'm not letting nobody take me to hell with them. According to 1 John 3:8, the states when you practice sin, you belong to the devil, point blank, period. Like the gamblers keep on saying, I gotta stop gambling, gotta stop gambling, gotta stop, stay out of the casino. Obviously, it's not positive. You know, casino must not be a positive place you're talking about staying out of. You don't hear people saying they gotta get out of the church. You know what I mean? You don't hear people saying, I gotta get out of marriage counseling, I gotta get out of the church, and it's crazy. You know what I'm saying? I look at it like this. If you got to sneak and do something, or you're doing something you got to go to confession or rehab for, some reanalyzing is in order for improvement. You know what I mean? You got to reanalyze some things. And it starts with God. Bottom line, it starts with God. First, you got to admit there's an issue here, and only when you broke and busted, you say you got a problem, and you're addicted, and you're sick. But when you big winning spreeing, you can't be contacted or can't be heard from. You know what I'm saying? They ain't even heard from you when you're on your masturbating role. You can't even walk past a mannequin without getting aroused. You need some help. I mean, your little horn blowing so loud, God got to get out the building. Can I say this? You know what I'm saying? I'm just keeping it 100, 1,000. My homegirl, well, she used to be my homegirl, used to say, keep it 1,000, wow. But what I'm saying is, you know, when you start justifying stuff, I mean, you got to stay out of the liquor store. Who took you to the liquor store? I mean, who took you? Justifying stuff, talking about Jesus drink wine. Who took you to the strip club? You want to justify going to the strip club saying that your girlfriend worked there, your friend, your homegirl worked there, and she's trying to pay for going to college, she needs more extra money, and blah, blah, blah. The body is beautiful. We came in this world naked, and that's all good and everything. We ain't supposed to be ashamed of our body, blah, blah, blah. Your body is not for all eyes, bottom line. I'm so fed up with some women acting like the strip club is a magic answer to going through school. If you don't knock off, if I could Layla Ali all of them for that drama, at least keep it 1,000 and admit you're a freak so you can get some help. I mean, really, out there causing all those folks to stumble, it's insane. You know, people pray that God come and save them, and I say all the time, is God waiting for us to come to him and move our butts his way? We just want him to come our way? You got to be kidding me. You know what hurts me the most is when people say, it's not my business, especially when it's in your own family or in your own face, in your own hood, right there. It's not my business. But your main part of New Jack City is when he say, am I my brother's keeper? Yes, I am. You like that part because he blow his freaking head off. That's not the plan for you to do. You know what I'm saying? It's not the plan for you to do you anyway. That's not the plan. This world so proudly say, I'm going to do me. Because if it was like that, this whole place would be deserted. The only one that never did and never do and never will need any help is God. The government hollering they're here to save folks everywhere, knowing their ultimate plan is to infiltrate the one world movement, programming you to kill or be killed. Come on, Grandma Grip, you hear me? I said it. I ain't scared of you. Kill or be killed. The industry shouting out songs promoting hatred and violence, and now they saying, oh, we fighting with our mic and not our fist. Oh, we just battling with our man and with our lyrics. It's a battle, nigga. It's a fight, fool. You don't knock it off. Listen, everything started with words. So you are not tricking me up saying that it's just songs, it's just words, okay? The whole world was created on the spoken word. Now, what you don't see is the enemy trying to downplay the power of the violence and the destruction and the spirit of the music and the subliminal lyrics behind the music when it's deadlier than your bullet anyway. The bullet can only kill the flesh. Their target is not the death of your flesh, but it's the death of your soul. Wake up, America. I'm mad at things allowed these days, for real. I just want to know why folks push harder than to do wrong than to do right. It's a lot of sneaking peek. Somebody told me when I asked why they won't stop selling dope and gambling, that I could never do what they do because I can't hang. And they struggle harder than any 8-hour job and blah, 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 blah. I say, fool, then why don't you get an 8-hour job, huh? You're complicating your own life, and you got the nerve to act like you're better than me because you're selling dope, and I'm struggling. I couldn't, and I shouldn't do what you're doing. You got darn right. I couldn't do it. You know what I'm saying? Man, listen, this is what I'm going to do right about at this point. Because I'm going to stop for 1 second, only because we got a lot of callers, and say two, say what? My girl is on the line. What's up, say two? You know I love you.
What is up, Mocha D? I see you are definitely doing your thing. You have a lot of energy, and I am enjoying your show for real. Definitely keeping me focused, and you have a lot of words to say.
You know I do say two, but you know what? One thing I love, let me let these listeners know, say two, say one is part of EOTM Radio. She do her thing at the wee hours of the night, man, but I've managed to buck them eyes and come to her shows, man, because she is the business. She get a million callers.
He's so silly. No.
Yeah.
But thank you, Mocha D. You are definitely doing your thing. And what I can say about what you're saying as far as words is that, yeah, like every single thing that people say, even the words that I'm saying right now, even though it's not in the form of spoken word, it's still words that somebody or someone could pay attention to and learn from, because you can really know somebody by the words that they say as well.
That's right.
How do you feel about that?
Yeah. You know what? The thing is, a lot of people are too busy focusing on what someone said than versus what somebody say. Because a lot of times, I'm even guilty. I mean, I said some things that I could retract and stuff like that, but I want to hear what you got to say. I want to hear what
right.
you got to say today. I ain't tripping off nobody's yesterday life, because we all got a past. We all did a lot of things. I got more skeletons than doggone the Cook County more. The bottom line is, say to, you know what? I'm gonna say it like this. I got a lot of respect for you and your spoken word, because you done taught me a lot on your show. You know what I mean? I listen to you, and I got a lot of respect for what you're talking about. And I'll give anybody
Thank you so
a
much.
Chance to speak. No, real talk. I ain't no homosexual, and you ain't paid me a quarter. I'm telling you the truth. You be getting busy, man. And I got to, once again, give it up to Carla B, because she's opened up some lines and opened up some pathways for many people to speak and be heard. And I ain't going to shut up. I'm telling y'all right now, I ain't going to shut up, okay? Because somebody needs to say, as long as I'm speaking something positive, it's a blessing. You know, even
right.
Snoop Doggy Dogg, if Snoop Doggy Dogg had sense enough to have Don Juan, regardless of what he did, Don Juan is his spiritual advisor. Can Carla B get one? Can I speak
okay.
up spiritually, please? You know what I mean? So, I mean, and I ain't trying to bombard the world to nobody like that. I'm just keeping it 100. Street talk like it is. You know, God
exactly.
put it on the street for women. Yeah.
And that's
anyway,
why
you
are going to get a lot of people to kind of connect with you for real, because you are going to keep it real and you are going to put those type of people in there, in that type of place. You
yeah.
know what I'm saying?
Oh, I hear you. I hear you. You know what to say, too. If one person called in like yourself, my job has been done in Jesus' name. I'm ready to go to heaven, man. Well done, my faithful servant. I can go home now. Seriously,
that's
but anyway, I got, you know, as you very well know, this is a time show. I'm going to keep it pushing because I got a couple of more things that I feel God put on my heart for them to hear. So hopefully you'll stay on the line and listen to the last of the show because let me look at my time right now because I know Carla B will be calling me in a minute saying, Yeah, so you hold on the line. I appreciate that. And I'm going to finish talking to these people about this doggone dope pusher telling me that I can't do his job in a year to what he can do in 24 hours. So I just want to speak to them for a minute. You know, basically, I want you to understand you guys are complicating your own life. You know what I'm saying? You are complicating your own life, not to mention it's going totally against God's plans for creation because you're only creating other drug addicts and enemies. You know what I mean? Had one dude tell me, man, I got a lot of friends watching my back. I said, you know what? You don't have no friends watching your back. You got a lot of enemies because people that know that you're the dope man, they basically hate you because, first of all, you're doing more than they're doing. They want to do what you're doing. You know what I'm saying? Not to mention you destroying families. You got children crying. Mom and daddy's lying, saying they're going to keep buying. And all the time, their brain is flying. So pretty much they can't even keep up with what they're trying to say because they just want to get what they're getting, but they hate you at the same goddamn time. Ain't nobody loving no dope pusher. Ain't nobody loving you like that. You got to believe that. You sitting back, kicking back like you selling M&Ms or something. If you don't knock it off, folks got to push past this madness like they having a baby. Push past it. Keep pressing until results that God love come forward. Keep moving forward. You can get through all this mess, the gambling, the dope, all this crazy stuff, the hoes. Come on, hoes. Call me. If you don't knock it off, your body is sacred, especially my black women out here, you Nubian queen. You better ask somebody. Stop it. Just because you did something one time don't mean you got to do it again. It don't mean that. People are always looking for something that's convenient, though. Convenient. Keep pressing until the results from God come. If Moses went all the way to the mountaintop for some answers, nigga, can you go around the corner, please? Can you make a phone call? How did Mocha D? Bump convenience. People always want to do something convenient. We got to step out the quote-unquote norm. You know what I'm saying? The norm. And use those talents and skills to be a blessing to somebody. I tell folks all the time, I know somebody that can sing. I mean, got a voice. You would pay for it. Should be in the Holy Ghost harmonica heaven choir. You know what I mean? Got a voice. But your voice, and you use it for the shower. You're supposed to be doing it big. Even my friends working on computers. Why don't you open up your business? Open up your business. You know what I'm saying? Do that. Oh, we all have some dark, cloudy days, you know what I mean? But the thing is, don't get caught up and scared to step out. Don't get caught up in what you're doing and acting like that's the bottom line, because it's not the bottom line. God actually can give a darn about your computer skills, your voices, and all that type of stuff unless you use it for God's glory. Otherwise, he really don't care about this stuff. He's concerned about your soul. That's the enemy that trick you up with all this stupid stuff because it ain't good for God. It ain't good for nothing. So what you want to do is bless somebody. Share it with somebody. Make a difference. You know what I'm saying? We're so busy worrying about what happened yesterday and even today and all the way around, it don't even matter if it ain't good for God. You know what I'm saying? We worry so much about the wrong thing, from who we're going to marry to where we're going to be buried. It don't stop. But I'm here to tell you, have faith and believe. I know it gets rough out here, but God is still in control, and he will never lose control. You just got to remember who your father is. Stop trying to serve both fathers, because according to Matthew 6:24, am I right about that? All right, if I'm wrong, y'all, you know, let me know. According to Matthew 6:24, it states, no man can serve two masters, for either he will hate one and love the other, or we will hold on to the one and despise the other. This is what some people are going through when they say, I guess, when they be like, they hate themselves. They won't stop doing certain things, but in all actuality, they made their choice of who they serve. Just out of admittance of their own mouth. I can't stop. I can't stop. Come on now. The results are your own concluded actions of who you serve. God have to lead a building. You know, he got to get up and leave. He can't look at sin. So he turned away from it. And I'm so guilty of some things y'all just ain't even knowing. I thank God for being able to be right here. We got to change our stinking thinking. I'm telling you, I had a vision. I was in the bed having an affair, for real, having an affair. I was married, having an affair, man. And I saw Jesus walk in the building. He walked in there. And he turned back around. He said, I came for you, my child. Now I must leave. But anyway, all I'm saying is we got to change our thinking. I don't care what the world says. As long as God wake you up, he says, let's try this again. Come on, say too late. I'm just kidding. He said, let's try this again because he loves you. Real talk, man. You know, I'm feeling some Frankie Beverly right now. I know y'all think I'm tripping, but I love Frankie Beverly. Okay, I'm sorry. Holler at me, Frankie. Please, Frankie. Look, I'm old school to the bone. So what I'm going to do right this moment is I'm going to play me some Frankie Beverly. That's what I'm feeling. You understand, sweetie? In a minute. Hold tight, y'all. We'll be right back. That is what I'm talking about. I know you got to feel that, man. I'm telling you, I went to see Frankie Beverly one time in my life, man. You guys know I'm from Chicago. I mean, some of y'all. And, man, that was just the best moment I've ever had in my life. We went out and had a few, I'm lying anyway. Well, I love me some Frankie Beverly, boy. Anyway, man, so let me tell you guys about a little something before because I'm going to be ending this show in a little while. You know, I've had some callers. I had to ignore the calls, and I apologize. Frankie Beverly's online. Anyway, man, I want to tell you guys about, you know, a couple of things that we're doing here at EOTM. A lot of people, you know, don't have the money to pay for a lot of things, you know, little PR tips and stuff like that. We got free consultation, man, you know, for free PR tips. If you want to do something like that, if you're interested in doing something like that, need a little information, your money is shout, you know, we do that at EOTM. You know what I mean? What you can do is hit them up, EOTMmediagroup.com, you know, and make it happen yourself. Listen, if you give me a second, you guys, I hate to do this to you, but I got something that I want to share with you. Give me 1 second on it. All right, sorry about that, people. Anyway, EOTMmediagroup.com is what I was telling you guys about, free consultation. You know, we'll set it up, make it happen for you, if that sounds like something you want to do. Listen, I'm also a poet, for those who don't know it. And I'm not going to go into any of my poetry, but I wanted to share with you guys a couple of Sundays down the line. You know, I'll be doing my show again. And I want to hear some of you guys' poetry, just a couple of pieces. But I want calling out particular poetry. I don't want to hear some stuff I'm just not interested in. Because we're going to surprise you with some things in EOTM. You know, you guys know we have poetry night and all that type of stuff. We do the poet stuff. This is a little bit different. I want some poetry that's really from the, not the heart, but from the soul. From the soul. So you guys, all this little, you know, cat in the head, Dr. Seuss stuff, don't do that. I want something from the soul, man, because we're going to surprise you guys with a little something. We got some other events coming up. You guys will be invited to some things because Carla B., I know she's not in ear range right now because she went and handled something, and I know that. We had to get her away for a minute because I'm letting you guys know here on the air I got a surprise for Carla B. This girl has been pushing and been pushing and pushing, doing all kind of carpet events, red carpet events here, there, and everywhere because I can't be everywhere. I don't want to be everywhere, quite frankly. But she make it flying out, flying in, whoop, whoop, whoop. You guys, we got to put something together for her. You hear me? We got to put something together for her, y'all. She deserves it. She earned it, you know. So you guys, hit me up and let me know. I'm thinking her birthday's coming, people. Her birthday's coming. So we're going to put something together real big. Not no stupid stuff, something real big. And you know we got to take it to Beverly Hills, so we got some connections out there. We're going to put it together. Anyway, listen.
XXL is the number one selling music magazine worldwide, covering amongst the widespread from breaking news, new music, and all time's biggest artists. If you're not tuned in with XXL, you should grab your copy immediately at your nearest Walmart or other place of business. XXL is the most trusted name in the world of hip-hop. Visit XXLMag.com for news updates, hottest new hip-hop bangers, and the most popular blog site in hip-hop society today. Are you interested in becoming a part of XXL? Contact XXLMag at 212-807-7100 or contact XXL through email at XXL@harris.com. www.thepub.com. Thank you for your time, and I hope you enjoy XXL Magazine. This commercial was brought to you by EOTM Radio and Plastic City Records.
Want to do, but I like what I hear, so you can pump it up if you want to.
My body was down.
I like it. That's what this is what you call it. If you can't beat them, join them. I just want to keep my soul. Alrighty then. And they took it off as quick as they put it in. Man, I've been through that before. No, I'm just kidding. That was a little joke, y'all. But listen, I don't know what's going on, but I'm having some background interference. I was about to share some things with the listeners. You know, I really appreciate you guys calling in and listening to me. I'm looking at doing some things. I was abused, you know, as a child, different ways. I'm not going to get all into that because what we're going to do, EOTM, is we're going to be opening up a center. hopefully by the end of this year, we're going to open up a center. Yes, we're going to do that. We're trying to cover a lot of areas, you guys. And I need your support, man. We're going to be looking for some sponsors to do some things. We're going to be looking for some volunteers. Okay, volunteers right now. Eventually, you know, money cometh. Money cometh, believe that. But we're going to be opening up a center. We're talking about it, but it's looking good. And we'll keep you informed. We'll keep you informed because there's a lot of people that have some things that went on in their life. They really are not getting the right resources, not getting the right referrals. This is what we are all about, you know. Inspiring people, encouraging people, trying to make a difference. You know what I mean? So, you guys just pray for us because we're really trying to reach out to the community, and it might be right there in the neck of your woods, might be right up in your house, because people is shutting up again. There was running with the voices. You know what I mean? People not talking about it again. You know, I need you guys to speak up. You don't have to be abused or used or mistreated or none of that type of stuff, especially when it's your daddy or your mama or your brother or your sister. These goddamn girls, there's so many homosexuals out here right now, I can't even understand it. That's known. I can't even pick out if you're the dude or not these days. You're bald-headed, you're ugly, you're crazy. You better go find yourself. I ain't trying to be funny either. You better knock it off. Because, you know, the laws is just back to the government, trying to make everything seem like it's all right. It was a time you'd be stoned, beat the hell out of you for what you're doing these days. But, see, I'm that person that'll still beat you down. I don't like it. Okay? I don't like it because it's not right. It's just not right. The media is just got it too open. You're confusing the kids. You're confusing the goddamn kids. At least you put it on the air at a certain time of the wee hours of the night when some of these little bad kids should be asleep, you know? Put it on the wee hours of the night so these kids can have a chance to make a decision later on in their life. Don't bombard them with your perverted cartoons and your perverted commercials. We're sick of it. We at EOTM is sick. No, I'm just playing. Carla B, if you're back and you hear me. I'm just kidding. I told y'all some of these things. It's just me. It's just me out here thinking again. My mind's like an elevator or an escalator just to get away from the haters. For real, though. Y'all don't knock it off. Don't impose what you believe. This is my show. You can hang up. I'm not imposing anything. I'm not forcing anything. I'm just saying. Let the kids have a chance. But anyway, this is what I'm going to do, people, because I love you. And I know that, you know, this is kind of late for some people, because I know I see some people calling from freaking Atlanta, and I love you for that. I appreciate that, Chicago, Atlanta, New York, big city in dreams. Think about what I'm saying. If there's something happening in your home, now I joke around a lot with you people that know me. You know I'm crazy, okay? But I can get real serious. And I got a streak of violence, so don't even try to think that you're just going to run up because it ain't going down. Okay? Listen, we're going to be opening up the center at some point. We're going to be looking for some people to help us out. Be there for us. You didn't have EOTM back for over 4 years, and we love you. We thank you. We're going to be doing some things where we're going to be saying, hey, I need a little help. Okay? So, if you got some family members or if you have been abused, let them know. Let somebody know. Come talk to somebody. I know a family personally, the whole family got full-grown AIDS, man. Seriously, I know I've shared this with you guys when I was on, you know, doing the co-hosting on EOTM. That center did not go forward. Their center did not go forward. The family was doing it. Their center didn't go forward for whatever reason. I'm not saying it's not going to go forward, but it hasn't. I don't want to just be a temporary conversation. I want to start something or continue something, and I'm saying I because I speak for this family. We want to start something that's going to push and keep pushing and be a blessing. Open up some doors so you little young girls and young boys that's just mad at your family members or friends or whatever that's been molesting you, have somebody to talk to. Somewhere to go. That's what I'm talking about. But anyway, look, I'm going to do a closing right about now. I love you, and I really appreciate you chiming in to listen to my mouth. You know I got a lot to say. You know I could do this all together, and now you know that. Grandma Grip, I didn't see your number up in there because I know your number. You know I'll be on you. I didn't see your number, and I'm mad about it, and I'm going to call you. We're going to have some conversations. Anyway, you guys, be blessed. In Jesus' name, Mocha D is leaving the building. And holler back at me. I'll be back April the something-something, 2 weeks from this Sunday. Gonna do the calendar thing. Don't get mad at me. I ain't got no calendar in front of me. I'm sitting up here chilling. I'm gonna take me a good bath, man, and relax. Gonna give me a little wine. Yes, I said it. I'm gonna get me some wine. I'm gonna light me some candles around the tub. I'm gonna get me some wine. Thanks to my cousin, Terry. she told me, you always got to have a little bit of wine. You know what I mean? Not every day. Didn't say she said that, but she did tell me to have a little bit of wine. So I'm going to do that. Run me some water, you know, do the little shower thing. Let me tell y'all the proper way to do it, because I don't need y'all calling me, talking about, ooh, Mocha D, you nasty. I'm going to take me a shower, washed all the dirt off of this beautiful body, man. I'm fine, y'all. Y'all don't let them pictures fool you on doggone Facebook. Some of the pictures make me look like I'm from a homeless shelter. It's a lie, okay? Take me a shower. Then I'm going to run me some bath water and soak, get my candles, and do the darn thing. But anyway, I'm running out of time. I love you. Mocha D is leaving the building. Deuces, people. Not hood style.
EOTM Radio. Entrepreneurs on the move. Reshaping life for a better tomorrow.